It's going to repeat.
Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome. Welcome to Foul Monkeys, where we talk about poop, periods, and penises. Not in that order. This is Ricky.
Hi. This is Brittany Snow.
Brittany who?
Snow.
Brittany Snow.
Brittany Nieve.
You should talk like that the whole episode.
Like what?
Brittany Nieve.
Oh. What?
Thank you for listening. This is episode 613.
613.
The last, very last show out of the Melmont Cragen Studios.
So she says.
What kind of job do you have, Brittany Snow?
Actress.
I'm sorry, I could not hear you, what?
Actress.
What kind of actress?
Porn.
No, not with a name like Brittany Snow.
Yes.
Do you play Snow Come White?
Yes.
Play it really good.
I play Black Snow.
I'm reading my cue cards. Give me that dick. Oh, your balls are slapping my saloon door lips.
That's gross.
It's kind of true, though. I've seen plenty of straight porns where the saloon, it's like bat wings. They're like, wow, what's there?
Okay, well, anyways.
You guys, my voice is kind of hoarse from laughing from the last episode.
Oh, Jesus, because you're an idiot.
So we have nothing on the Trello to talk about today.
No, but we have lots to talk about.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, okay.
For some reason.
So,
Yes, honey.
Okay, that's really exciting.
Yeah, I know.
Hope it's that exciting for the next at least 30 minutes. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get into some recent news. The Dugars.
The douchers?
The douchers.
Ugh,
the touchers.
Ugh.
Ew, it's so gross. First, he's kind of cute. I mean, I ain't going to lie.
Oh my God, in the creepiest way fucking possible.
Yeah, I mean, he is totally dorkable.
You could tell he's got nothing in his eyes. Like, you see him and you see through him, he's got no soul.
That's because he's only seen, like, just Jesus.
And isn't he a part of that Huckleberry Finn club?
Yeah, there's some kind of religious group or cult or something that they're
like
part
Huggleberry?
Of. And apparently they're like, I think it's like Gothard something Institute,
yeah,
or something. But apparently they are the like spokesperson for this group of people that's like around the United States. So, you know, he comes out and said he had an accident and fondled some breasts when he was 15.
One would think that if
he had another accident because he
touched
the vagina.
One would think that when you hear the words he had an accident, that would follow in his pants,
in
his car,
in
Target, at a restaurant, at work, at school, at home.
No, in his house, in his sister's bed.
Yeah, all in her face. That's
Did he do all that?
The details have not been
because the details have been eradicated and damaged.
Well, I need to stand up. My neck is hurting. According to the police report, yes, like they have none of the details are have been released because there are no details on a police report.
Right, because they trashed destroyed them, or burned them, or destroyed them, or whatever.
But according to what, sorry, I'm trying to like stand up and fix the microphone.
You stand up and fix that microphone, girl.
Oh, girl, my neck is killing me. Do it.
Your neck, your back, your pussy, and your crack.
Oh,
that just reminds me on the way home from the dinner last Friday from the podcasting dinner.
Yes. What episode are we on? 613?
613. We were listening to the most thugged out girl music ever. Oh, my God.
Like the most obscene song. One of the most obscene songs ever.
The Yin Yang Twins' Pull My Hair is pretty much the best song you'll ever hear. I love it.
Yes.
It's, I mean, I didn't one like, of the verses says, I got a 10-foot pole to fill your hole, make nut come out your nose, and fall all over your clothes.
I mean, poetic. That's like porn poem.
Which I was like thugged out singing to it because I love it. And I mean, was like, who are you?
Like the whitest cracker in any package.
Right.
That was him. Rapping along like he was... like, channeling the Yin Yang Twins.
And then we were listening to some Kaya, My Neck, My Back.
Oh my God.
That is like, I mean, no matter what, every gay male probably knows about that song. Yeah. But I mean, because we know nothing about licking
do
pussy.
It, do
but
it. We know how to do it. Do it. Do it now. Lick it good. Suck my pussy just like you should.
Right now.
Do it good. Suck this pussy just like you should. My neck. My back. Lick my pussy and my crack.
First you gotta put your neck into it. Don't stop, just do it, do it. Then you roll your head from the back
to the front.
And then you shake it up. No, I don't want to say the N-word. But yeah, that.
I mean, just the nastiness of it's you, so nasty. You fucking roll your neck up to the back. That's gross. Gross.
But we love the song.
Yeah, well.
We know every word.
And we do that all the time.
And we pretend like we're her when we're in the pool. on the inner tube, we pretend like we're her, and we're like rolling her neck and singing the song in our bathing suit.
It's definitely
my double D top.
Right, it's definitely one of those songs that brings out the black girl in you. It's like, oh my God, that's like that whole appropriation of black culture. Give me a fucking break. Give me a goddamn break. We all appropriate everyone's culture. Get over yourself.
Well, white people's is kind of boring, so there's nothing really to... Well,
there are some boring brown people.
Like who?
Barack Obama.
He's not boring. He's like the most famous person in the world.
Condoleezza Rice. Condoleezza Rice, I'm sorry.
She's not white.
Appropriating white culture, you dumbass. That's what we're talking about.
Oh.
I can play the piano really well.
No, I think she knows My Neck, My Back. I'm pretty sure she knows that song.
That's really gross because I just envisioned that.
Right.
Condoleezza Rice.
But it's not like...
at the piano.
Yeah.
At least singing in operatic style.
Like it's like, my neck, my back, lick my pussy and my crack. First you gotta put your neck into it. Don't stop, just do it, do it. Then you roll your tongue from the crack back to the front.
Oh my God, stop it right now immediately. You know, she's a really good...
And then how do you think Aretha Franklin sings it?
Yeah, oh, neck man.
Wait, why does she sound like Eddie Vedder?
Because that's what she sounds like now.
She did. And then this is how Janet sings it. I mean, if she were alive, we don't know if she's being held captive.
Oh my God, stop
but
it.
She'd be like, my neck, my back, like my pussy and my crack.
I sent Brittany Snow home. She doesn't do that. You're such an idiot. Oh my God. Speaking of Janet Jackson, oh my God.
She's chunky Janet. But I
no,
think
she's
she'll be
not
skinny Janet. When she
no, no, no,
out.
She's not. She was wearing a fucking. Okay, first of all, she was wearing a onesie in the middle of LA.
A really thick onesie.
Because she's bitch is cold.
But
It's, I mean, it's 85 degrees. Well, it's cold in Los Angeles.
Like Michael Jackson's dead body, like being forced to dance, I guess so.
You're so stupid. She looked amazing. I think she's
skinny. She was all covered. You saw nothing.
No, there were pictures of her face.
She had her burqa on. She was full burqa on. Middle Eastern realness.
No, she was not. She's always worn black.
She had Crocs on.
That's her favorite color. And she did not have Crocs on. She had flip-flops. Girl, I dissected that image, many of those images. She was rocking some If I Had Hair.
Your girl hair.
Yes. She's rocking that kind of hair. It's a little bit more redder than, like a little bit orange redder than before. I think she's going to.
No one knows if she's going into a dance studio or a singing studio.
No, she was going into a dance studio. But like everything, like they were saying, like when the first picture was released, they were like, because I think Entertainment was the first one that broke it. They're like, oh my God, Janet was seen today in LA entering a studio. And they show that picture where she's kind of like, she's opening the door and you could see her face.
But it's actually a set in Abu Dhabi because she's not allowed to leave the country.
Oh my God. So anyway, so then. and then there was several pictures that were then released prior to her opening the door. And then there were more pictures the next day of her entering where she's wearing just joggers and stuff. This bitch looked like she rolled out of bed looking gorgeous. Like Beyonce eat this. I woke up like this because a bitch I did wake up.
Oh my
like
God.
This.
What if like on her album, she does like all duets with like people. So with people. With like, she does a duet with like Whitney Houston, and she does a duet with like her brother, and she does a duet with like Amy Winehouse. I mean, all dead people, but
Janet doesn't do that stuff. But anyways, I mean,
nobody can
fucking
do that.
Stop. just
you guys. This is probably when the Janet Jackson album comes out.
Like, wait,
like all okay, Janet so, podcast.
I think I told this to Ricky. Because we discussed that I can't remember if we talked about this on the podcast, on a car cast, but like you're entering a very like volatile,
Roger,
like you're, yes, like I'm going to be very vulnerable, very emotional. I'm probably going to be crying at the drop of the dime. You're going to see me like fangirl out like a 14-year-old who sees One Direction.
You're going to be at the Apple headquarters. The first one in line to download Janet Jackson's album.
Right, knocking on the
even
door.
That
hi,
could
I'd like to get into
here.
iTunes.
Right.
Yeah, I need to get
can
in
I
there.
Get in 5 minutes early. Yeah.
So this is like one of those things like, yeah, you're going to see me and hear me just like really fangirl out. Like Ricky even was like, he's like, I think I actually need to go like with you to the concert just to see all this go down. Like, just like I would literally melt in front of you. Yeah. It's a very exciting moment in time for me right now. Cause I'm like,
can't even open your eyes.
I get like emotional. It's just, I'm so excited. But like, you know,
we should go live on Periscope for a second.
Periscope?
Yeah. While we're talking about this, let's go live
on
Periscope.
Well, no one's going to see us because fans are on. Or I'm sorry, none of our stars are on.
None of our stars are on. Wait, is it Periscope or the other one that I have attached to the Foul Monkeys?
I don't know. But anyways, so yeah, like, I mean, this is the same thing that she did with the All For You album.
All for you.
She just kind of talked about it, like she would say little things, like you would start to see her a little bit more in this media, and it was really strange. And I'm like, oh my God, this is gonna happen! Can't wait! So excited! I think we're going on to Periscope. Well, you have it on the. Yes, you do, because right now you're recording.
You can't really see me.
Oh, hey everyone, nobody can see me.
Hi, we're recording.
There's no one there.
There's 6 people watching us.
Oh. Oh, who said that? Who said someone said something?
Hi, we're trying to figure this out.
There we go. Maybe that's a little bit better. Who's watching us? Does it tell us?
I don't know. There's a bunch of people watching. The Foul Monkeys podcast. If you're new, you should listen.
Deuces, Foul Monkeys. Foulmonkeys.com.
We're not really good at this.
Yeah, this is the worst recording ever because we're actually still recording.
Oh,
yeah.
Let me get over here.
Someone, they're saying messages.
Oh, well, we can't read them from here. Hi, we love you, whoever you are.
Foul Monkeys.
For Boop, so boop, we'll stay on it for
someone
a few
minutes. Loved us. They sent a heart.
I want people to see us more. Why can't we have a better studio?
Okay. Well, that's we like. Oh, okay. Yeah. Uh huh. Right. Oh, and then the handle's right there. This is an exciting recording, y'all. Hey, Lucia.
Hi, Lucia.
Lucia. I don't know. I can't. We can't read the messages because it's too
it's
far
too
away.
Far away, but we're recording. So,
but if anyone's single and you know,
ready to mingle with this,
this right here,
contact us. This. Email us.
Oh, we're getting a lot of love.
Oh, we're getting a bunch of hearts.
Let's see who that is. This is hi. So hi. Hi, guys. Oh, I can't tell who it is though.
Okay. Well, thank you. Much love to you guys.
Monitor. We need a bigger monitor.
Anyways, this is really kind of weird. I feel like Mariah Carey.
PIMC Taylor's watching.
Oh,
I think they're in another country right now.
Yeah, aren't they? Weren't they in Alaska? Alaska.
No, Alaska's our country. They're in Canada.
No. I was not responding to your...
stupid, y'all. He's stupid.
I was not responding to you there in another country. I was just saying, aren't they in Alaska, you fuckhead?
So we should do this more often.
The worst. He's the worst person ever.
Periscope, right?
Periscope.
That's
what
it's called.
Periscope.
The other one's called Meerkat, I think. I'm not for sure.
Yes. That was the one where Madonna was supposed to release her video, Ghost Town.
Beluga whale. I should not have shaved.
This is a living beluga whale, y'all.
Oh,
on Earth. Someone just messaged me.
Taylor just said they don't leave until tomorrow.
Oh, okay. So I was right.
Thank you. Thank you for watching.
Thank you for watching.
We love Taylor from Pod is My Co-Pilot.
We're not
Taylor tapping endorsing Rodan. That. Yes, we can. We love you.
Love you guys. Can't wait to see you guys in Vegas if I decide to go.
Oh, ooh, don't say that because
my boobies were shaking.
Babalu will he'll get all Cuban on you.
No. He'll
get Cubano on you.
I'll get death threats.
Threats.
Right. Death threats.
All right, so are we going to stop this now?
You want to stop? Yeah, unfortunately, we got to go because we've got to finish this recording. But check us out.
There's nine people watching us. That's
hey y'all
that's
nine.
One. That's eight more listeners than we have for the show.
That's seven more fans than we have.
Oh, we're getting more love. Yay!
I can't read that. It says bye bye. This is bye-bye. Oh my god! Like they're just filling us with
hearts.
Love.
All those hearts.
Is that like cum or is that no? Those are heart. Oh, those are heart cums. Those are cums of hearts.
Oh,
they're splooshing it on our face. It.
That's. Blah. Well, it's all over you, actually, because the camera is sideways. Yeah. So when the hearts come, it's splashing you on the face.
Yes, I'm like, blah.
So, hey, somebody hit more hearts so Roger can catch the hearts.
It's like, oh, here there we go. Blah. All up on the face.
Actually, I think it's a little bit more above your head. So there we go. Now.
Anyways, someone said something and you didn't even read it.
I can't read it
I
from
mean,
here.
Like, okay, really?
I mean, there,
is that how you come in real life?
Oh my god, that would be awesome.
All up down the throat.
I mean, just that's the Nile right there.
Right,
got just
as
all
in
out.
Denial.
Right. All right, we're gonna go. Bye, everyone.
Bye, you guys.
See you. Oh, there's more. Come,
oh,
more. Come,
something.
More.
Read it. What does it say?
It says, "How long have you been growing your beard for?"
Me. Probably like 2 weeks.
And me, I actually just shaved mine yesterday. So, but before that, it was like epic bush, right?
Yeah.
It was pretty nice.
It was like fiery bush.
It was fire crotchet. Front crotchet.
What? Did you have Lindsay Lohan hanging on
I
your
had
face?
Fire crotch. Fire crotch beard.
Yeah. Lindsay, I was another message. What is it?
Okay,
that's,
you should document it on here.
The growing
I
of the beard.
I was serving ginger bear.
Who was that? Did you know that?
No. It's a complete stranger, I don't think. I don't think it's a listener to the show.
All right.
So make sure to go to foulmonkeys.com or go to iTunes and search for Foul Monkeys.
Yes.
And then email us or call us if you're a new listener.
Yes. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and call us at
863-666-0377.
Bye, Periscope. Thank you for all the people that were watching us. We love you guys, whoever you are. More and more hearts. Yay.
Stop this. I'm old. Yeah, total 16 years.
Oh, that's fun.
And then this gets uploaded to the Foul Monkeys Twitter.
So oh my god, that's it. Oh yay!
So we can see who.
We should put that up on the on YouTube's because we
don't know if we can do that.
We haven't recorded on YouTube's in forever.
I'll save your roll. Camera roll. It's saved, so we can't put it on YouTube.
Yeah, so you can send it to me. We'll put it up on YouTube. And I'll send a little message.
Oh my god. We're still recording.
Yeah. I mean, yay! Like, oh, yeah. All right. So let's talk about the Duggars. Yeah.
They're a hot mess. They have been just.
Well, you know, here's my thing. And a lot of people have been mentioning this.
They're so skeevy.
And a lot of people have been mentioning this, which I completely and utterly agree. Why have they not said anything about his sisters who were molested? Like, this entire time, the only thing that they're doing is protecting the guy.
And he should be in jail.
Well, unfortunately, the law, he's...
Oh, it's statute outside, of
limitations,
though.
Right. But here's the problem. This is all suspect because
there are no records. And the sisters won't talk.
Of course they won't because talk. Their fucking life depends on them not talking. I think that he is just gross, disgusting. Not only that, but he's also hypocritical. And I have to say that, so that if you did that, then you must be gay as well. Because he kept saying gay people will molest children.
Yeah, and his dad was quoted as saying anyone that molests a child or has incest should go
burn in hell
and go straight to hell.
Yeah.
Kill so, and go straight to
right,
hell.
So apparently he wants to kill his own son. That's a fucking hypocritical. I mean, but this is once again, and this will continue to prove to people that fanatical religion, religious people who do stuff like this, who believe in religion so much into it, this is what happens when you are like that. These people are going to destroy the earth.
The earth.
Yep. They're going to literally destroy the earth.
They always have a skeleton. These people that are super fucking crazy always has a skeleton.
I can't remember. I was listening to another podcast, and I'm not trying to be shady and not say who I was listening to. I can't remember. But they always have something to hide. The people who hate so bad always have something to hide. Always.
And if it's a straight guy that fucking can't stand homosexuals, he's been sucking dick like real mad.
Mm-hmm.
Like if he ain't bitching about homosexuals, he's sucking a dick.
I just have to say this matcha is really good. Anyway.
Oh, dirt water. Yeah.
No, it's actually really good.
He's sucking a dick up till he hiccups.
Yep. Oh, God. That is amazing. That is probably the best line you've done.
He's sucking a dick up till he hiccups.
He hiccups a dick. He hiccups the dick up. I just think it's so I really, really seriously think that people like that should never be given a platform. And the fact that TLC has not canceled them
I think they're done.
No. Well, they haven't canceled them officially.
All the sponsors have pulled away.
If you remember when the little piglet, what's her name? Tiara's, what's her face?
Toddlers and Tiara's.
Yeah, no, that was John.
She
John.
Was on that.
Yeah, oh, yes, but what's her fucking name?
Why? Because I love that show. I love that little girl. Mama June is her mom's name.
Yes. Why can't we remember her name? Oh, my God.
God, what?
What the fucking name is that?
Whatever.
Anyways.
If we were on Periscope, someone already told us. Right. Now.
Anyways. When that whole scandal came out about how her daughters were being molested or whatever, they canceled the fucking show immediately. So I think that I find it really disgusting that TLC has not canceled their show yet. Like that, that's so fucking annoying that they haven't done that, and it just goes to
here comes Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah, Honey Boo Boo. I don't get it. Like that's. They need to cancel their show. They need to pull all the sponsors from them. They need to fucking
sue them and get all their money back. Because apparently they live in a house that's built by TLC.
Oh, yeah.
So
that has probably been paid over and over and over and over. They need
to take them all out of the house. And all the kids can be placed in homes where people will love them.
But you know what? Like, this is something that's... this is... And I'm not to bring up personal conversation But I remember when you, like, when you guys, when we were at dinner at the Grand Lux Cafe, I did overhear, like, you and Jay talking about, like, Mormonism and I don't know if you guys were delving into that into the religion or anything, but like how he was kind of, I think I remember him saying something in reference to like how fanatical it is and just it's not really straight, it's really strange. But that is a perfect example. It's like, I mean, Mormonism and all that is like, I mean, if you just look at some of the history, it's like 18 wives and they all have fucking children. They can't do anything outside of the compounds. It's like, that's crazy. Like, it's well, radical. It's like, it's not, but it's not even like, I would almost appreciate, even though I don't like to follow, you know, secular religion or even like, what's that called?
Cults.
Or like just an individual religion. Like, I'm not, I don't like to necessarily follow, read or anything like that. Because I think it's all, it loses what religion I think is intended for. But it just kind of makes you like,
which I would have making money and making people feel bad about themselves.
Exactly. Because they're probably doing something horrible themselves.
Right.
But I would appreciate, I think, if there was a religion out there, which I'm sure there are, that promoted goodness in the world, you know, equality among everybody.
No, girl, they do. It's called Westboro Baptist Church.
Oh, God. I know. Those motherfuckers, they just love everybody.
Right. I mean,
they don't care who you are, what you eat, what you dine. They're right. Going, they love all of y'all. I mean, I want them to show up at my motherfucking funeral.
Right.
I mean, like, that's going to be the parade.
I love a drum roll.
Right. Right. Okay. Thank you. I love the signs that they be showing. Die, fag.
Bye, fag.
But, you know, it's just like, I mean, and there are, you know, like you take Buddhists and their philosophy and, you
terrorists.
Know.
Terrorists.
Right. Right. And their philosophy. But, you know, it just, it seems really, it just, it. I think a lot of people now, and I remember hearing that, reading an article saying that like younger people, like millennials or whatever, like they're growing up not
without it.
Yeah, without a religion or more on the atheist side or whatever, because they've also experienced like terrorism and these fanaticals that are just
also they know that it's not magic in the sky.
Like, right.
There's not a magical being in the sky that makes it rain or, you know, causes but a you know, hurricane.
But you know what? That's funny because like, why was that different for us? Like, do you think it's because we see this is where I think sometimes the internet ruins everything, because like when we grew up, like, you know, we were taught X, Y, and Z. You had a religion of some sort. Like, I think most of us grew up with some sort of religion, but like it was never like that. It was never, you know, where I feel like it was just so, it was more, it wasn't as innocent. And maybe I could say this now because I'm an adult and I know like things are going on. And, but I just don't think that when I was a kid, I didn't really understand that there was all this that was going on.
Well, then that's how the internet has changed it. Because like for me, I was in a small town. Everyone went to the same church. So whatever you did was bad, was talked amongst everyone. And right. That's the only world you knew. But now that there's the internet, people are starting to get scared because not only do you have your opinion, but there are people in this world that have the same opinion as you, and people can get together and make a change. Yeah. As to like when we grew up, the only way you could do that was I don't know, answer a newspaper article
or like doing major protests back in the day. Cause you know, that's funny because there were a couple, like, I think they even discussed this on The View, like during the time, like in, what is it? Like the Michael Brown and all that stuff, like in St. Louis or whatever. We don't protest anymore like we used to. Nothing is peaceful anymore. It intentionally starts off peaceful. It never ends peaceful. And that's the stuff that I kind of look back and I'm like, you know what? You're right. Like, we don't, like back in the 70s, there weren't all this like riot. I mean, there were, but it was never to the extent like this, you know, like the riots and things and trying to make change and all that stuff. Like, it just seems like sometimes I feel like the social media aspect of our lives and the internet I don't want to say has ruined things, but it has definitely changed things. And sometimes for the good, like, for example, with the Duggars, because apparently that's how it started. Like, someone uncovered all this.
In Touch magazine.
Yeah.
I mean, In Touch.
Through, like, from, like, internet research and, like, not about the subject, but about people who knew about that. Mm-hmm. And that's how they all this was uncovered. And I'm like, this is, I'm like, for that part, it's great. But then for, like, the other stuff, it's kind of like, that's kind of ruined it. Like, you know, with, like, the religion and all that shit, it's kind of ruined all that stuff.
I mean,
it serves its purpose.
Religion is kind of, to me, religion is kind of stupid because it, to me, it doesn't, it's not real. I mean, right. The practicing, like, the things that they say that happened in the Bible or whatever book you're going by, right, and the God is not real, but the way that you are as a person that you're supposed to be portraying that religion, I think can be a good thing sometimes.
Well, but that's very hypocritical, because not you, but I'm saying, like, in general, because if you really wanted, like, for example, like, you know, there's for example, I was raised as a Catholic. I appreciate that I was raised in, you know, I don't want to say like a religious home, but I do appreciate that I was raised in that sort of, like, you know, when I was younger, like, we did youth group and all that stuff, and I appreciated what I was reading and what I learned, because it gave me a sense of faith in something. Like, I believed in something that was higher than me. But as I got older and I started to understand my own and who I was and, like, how that sort of fit in my life. How
Janet Jackson turned into being Jesus instead of Jesus.
Right. Oh, she is my personal Jesus girl. Let me tell you.
The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and Murray.
Okay, she's earthing. But anyways, but, like, you know, as I started to understand, like, how religion also had the power to
scare the shit out of people.
Yeah, and to really kind of just, like, fuck with people and just be like, this is what, you know, gays are also included in the same sin as murdering, like, you know, adulteries in the same sense as, you know, consider the same thing as murder. Like, it just did, that stuff and didn't, like, make sense. And, like,
where I went to church, God forbid there be a black person that came to our church.
Right, exactly.
So, exactly. I mean, that's not right.
Right. That's not. So I appreciate the foundation of what it was intended to provide for people. I don't necessarily agree with anything else.
Basically, religion doesn't evolve with the rest of the people of the world.
No.
They're behind. And for it to continue on, if they want it to continue on, they have to evolve with the rest of the world.
Right.
So your religion might say, or I don't know, it's stupid, but, you know, marriage is between a man and a woman, whatever. But you know what? That's not today anymore. And to move forward, you're going to have to accept the fact that marriage equality, just like the fact that you moved along when women's rights came along and you could no longer beat the shit out of your wife anymore because you wanted to. It's against the law, and the religion has moved away from that.
Right.
So why can't they move just as fast?
Well, I mean, because it's, of course, like, with everything, you pick and choose what's appropriate for you. You pick and choose what is convenient for you. And that's, I think, where a lot of people start to lose, you know, like, the idea of what actually religion is supposed to, it was intended for. And, you know, because I met tons and tons of different religious people. And, you know, like, and these are some of the most lovely people, and they genuinely do not have, you know, a judgy per se, bone in their body. And I think that's beautiful.
Taylor said this should be our album art.
And so I don't know. I just think it's really shitty. I think that, you know, with something that's been going on, I think that TLC should cancel their fucking show immediately. I think that they should pull all the sponsors. They need to pay for this shit. He needs to pay for this. And the parents, fucking assholes. Like, why would you not protect your daughters? Like, that to me is the insane
Because
part.
In that religion, women have no rights. And no matter what's happening, they have no, like, they can't say that their body belongs to them. Their body belongs to every male within that religion.
So whatever they're doing to them, it has to be accepted.
That seems very like, what is that guy from the Mormon that was put in jail when he had like a thousand wives? Like all of them were like sister wives or whatever. That guy?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's definitely it'll get pulled. There's no way that's going to survive.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like I said, I personally, for me, like, you know, I've read Kabbalah. I've read Buddhist stuff. I have read a little bit of Islam. And you know what? And when I took a religious class, like...
Have you read anything about Kwanzaa?
No, I have not, actually. A little bit. It wasn't a lot, though, because when I took a religious class, I read a lot about all this stuff, and I just found it fascinating because when you group them all together, it's all the same, you know? And that's what I hate when people start spewing out religious bullshit and my religion's
better than the other.
Right. One's better than the other. It's like, really, it's just, they're all named different names. We all want the same thing. We all want to love each other. We all want to be, you know, happy for each other and, you know, be good to each other
and rich.
Right.
We all want to be rich.
What is his name? Joe Olson or something? What, or
Joel Osteen?
Olstein or whatever.
Oh, hate
fucking
him.
Compound, and yet you have people that are starving in your country.
Right.
That's insane. Like, that to me is disgusting.
Wait, doesn't he live here in the United States?
Yeah. Yeah. He lives, I don't know where
Florida or somewhere, right?
But Compound. Like, it's like 18 houses put together as one. And you know what kills me?
The last compounding.
You know what really kills me?
Real crispy.
Well, right.
In the Waco.
Well, right now they have a lot of water down there, so they could put out that crispiness. But you know what really kills me? And this is something that I've seen time and time again. I've seen it from Southerners when they're talking shit about Obama.
Southerners.
And, you know, they're like, oh, I don't want that N-word in my office. I don't want him to provide.
Oh, my God. Did you see the Twitter stuff?
Yes.
Like, I mean,
disgusting.
Embarrassing.
Embarrassed for our country.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, also embarrassed because Ireland allows gay people now to get married. And yet.
And we didn't have to force the issue.
Right. They just did it. And by a like not even.
Greenland, too. I think
beyond a landslide. Like everyone was like. This should be something.
Plain sign brought me down.
Okay. Anyway, was that Stevie Nicks interpreted by Dixie Chicks?
It was the Stevie Nicks version.
Oh wow!
I just didn't have enough nasal.
It sounded like Dixie Chicks.
I didn't have enough nasal because I don't do enough cocaine.
Right.
I'm working on it.
Oh, got it. Anyway, so
my bridge is almost completely gone.
Right. Mine is from fucking sniffing Flonase. But what was I going to say? the thing that really sort of like drives me crazy is...
It drives me crazy.
Okay. Is that they still have people who protect them. Like when there was a what's his name? Bill Maher did an episode on one of his shows where he went to the South and he was interviewing just normal South people. This was all like, sorry, that's my dog. Oh, that's my dog again. And he was interviewing just random people. And I think my sister's here or my cousin's here. My cousin's here. And he was.
Hi, welcome to the kennel.
Right. Welcome to the Farm Monkeys kennel. We have 18 dogs, and by 18 dogs, we mean two.
We have 18 dogs. No, we have 18 cages and 83 dogs.
Right. Which really means we have two dogs. Anyway, so what they were doing was he was just asking random people about like how Obama was coming into office and whatever. And then he like when they asked him, they were like, oh, like, you know, what do you think about healthcare and whatever? Like, I don't want my healthcare to be taken away. And then they were like, but do you realize that, like, if said Republican gets into office, like, you're no longer going to have Medicare or Medicaid because they're threatening to take those down. And they were like, I know, but I don't want, you know, an N-word in my office. And, you know, they're not going to, you know, they're going to provide us and help us. And we're like, I saw that and I thought to myself, I'm like, these people are so fucking stupid and naive and to think that. These people are actually helping them when in fact they're not. They're actually making them worse. Like driving them even further into poverty mm-hmm. than they already are. So, and then I think about like those religious people, i.e. the fucking Duggars. They're sitting there protecting one another when all this crime is happening behind closed doors and not one of them is saying anything. And none of the Christians, none of the Catholics, no one that is in that sort of religious realm is coming out saying.
Well, you know, Catholics, they're into that too. So,
right.
So, I mean, they're
but
not.
But like, did you hear about like Mike Huckabee, like what he had said? Oh. Fucking disgusting. Like, you know, gays are sinners and blah, blah, blah. Like he did a mistake. He's going to survive. How do you even like in your right fucking mind say those words?
Well, he's also running for president, so.
But I mean, I just don't understand how that's okay for things like that to happen. But like being
gay guys get married. No,
no ma'am.
No, not in this world.
So that's the type of stuff that really sort of just kind of makes me upset and really, you know.
Y'all, this is a serious cast
today. It makes me question them goddamn Southerners.
Not all Southerners are bad.
Well,
I'm a Southerner.
97% of you are bad.
No.
there's a couple that have a good head on their shoulders.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Couple. And by couple, I mean like one or two.
Joe in Dallas. Which I hope he's okay because he's in that area where all the rain and stuff is.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's scary.
All right, Dallas.
I had no idea Dallas had so many bridges. Did you see all the bridges across the river?
Well, it's a state of an, what did they call it? A state of, not emergency. They said the mayor just declared the city in state of like disarray or whatever.
Disaster.
Something that was higher. I mean, I don't know if you can get higher than disaster, but like.
It kind of looks like the downtown area is surrounded by the river, I guess. So
kind of like Louisiana. Yeah.
And so I was like, oh. Geez.
Yeah. They were saying that one of the dams that's down there is starting. There was a huge crack in it from all the water and that it would soon give way if the rain, if like the water, like they it didn't do anything raining. With the. Yeah. Like if it keeps raining one, but if also like. They don't figure out how to move the water from that.
You know it's raining because of the homosexuals, the women that have periods.
Right.
And
or did we read it this morning?
Building shelves.
Earthquakes are happening because women are rubbing their legs in jeans.
Right.
According to some Islamic person in Islamabad. I mean, for all you for all my Muslim
That's
brothers
fire.
Out there, that is a major fucking movement. If
your
cousin,
Muslim brothers.
For my Muslim and Islamic brothers out there, because I know we have a few.
Hi.
y'all got to get your shit together, girls.
Brittany Snow says, hey.
I mean, reel those fucking crazy people in.
I don't think it's possible. There are so many more crazy people than normal people, I think, anymore, that it's not possible. I think it's like natural selection. The nice normal people are getting killed off.
They're getting killed off.
I mean, last weekend, Memorial Day weekend here, like 80 people got shot and like 9 people died.
That's fucking crazy. Well, just last night, my cousin, I just saw it on FacePlace. My cousin was at a bar in Pilsen and apparently some guy got stabbed to death.
Right. I mean, where can we go? Where can we go and not have to worry about getting killed?
Oh, where do we go from here?
I got the Amazon Echo, and you know, I've been listening to like everything, but for some reason, don't ask me why. Actually, I know why, because none of her new shit's on Echo yet, but I've been listening to Madonna. But you know, it's all like old Madonna.
Oh, I love.
And like,
don't get me on some Evita.
That's one of the
love.
Songs. I was like, why am I in this apartment? Like, I'm on a balcony in front of hundreds and thousands of people singing, don't cry for me, Argentina. And then I'm like, the truth is I never left you.
Okay, you do realize that Madonna was the only person that sang that song, not 18 voices.
Well,
all by Madonna.
But she has all those accents.
Right. Stupid. Accent and singing has nothing to do with that, you dumbass. No, my favorite song is my favorite song is where the kind of like the last song You Must Love Me.
You
must love me.
Wait, Brittany Snow.
You must love me
to come inside me.
Oh. I mean, you went from Madonna to Janet in real quick. I mean, oh my God. You're such a dumbass. What are we, what's our time?
45 minutes.
Okay. Is this going to go to...
You know, we haven't sent one to there for a while.
Oh, you haven't sent any of the CarCast to them?
Not the CarCast because they're too short. They require
an hour. That's right. They need the hour.
I mean, we could probably talk for 15 minutes to have two shows.
Well, didn't we touch on something that I was like, we'll go back to that later?
The Duggars.
No, Ireland. So how exciting Ireland. Is it? How exciting is it that one of the most religious one, I would probably say the second most religious country next to Italy, because Italy is, you know, it
where
houses
everything was from.
All the molesters and i.e. priests.
Money.
Right. Exactly. And for bishops. The Catholics. And then wouldn't bishops. It be like South America would be the third most like largest Catholic following?
I don't.
Like South America? I'd probably say like Brazil.
I'm pretty sure Europe and all those are
really?
Higher than that.
Really? Not Catholic. I would say Christian, yes, but not Catholic.
Well, there's two kind of Catholic. Roman Catholics and what's the other one?
There's only... It's Catholicism.
Right, but there's two portions of it. There's Roman Catholicism and then there's the other
like
one.
Like Christian Catholics?
And it's the Roman one is the more serious one. And
right, which is the one that's practicing... Like
the one Roman Catholicism is like, yes, you can molest, but don't talk about it. The other one's like, yes, well, you shouldn't molest, but we'll pay the people out to do it.
That's like Chicago Catholic Catholicism. I don't know that, but I will say that the Roman Catholic one, I think, is Italy, probably Ireland. I have to say that, you know what? Like, I think South America is probably one of the like.
Well, you know who someone could tell us is Hendrick. Oh, wait, South America or did you say South Africa? I thought you
said
South Africa.
South America, not Africa.
Okay, that's a continent. That's not
right.
A country.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I'm countries like, in South... I'm sorry, countries in South America.
Yes, then
like
I would
Brazil
agree.
And Colombia and all that
yes,
stuff.
I would
yes,
agree.
Okay. Sorry.
I was like...
girl, maps, they're hard.
Oh, my God.
And geography.
I
is Chicago in South Africa?
I personally believe,
it seems like that sometimes. Right. I'm not gonna lie.
I personally believe that places should have maps like the Iraqs, the Irans, and the South Africans.
Oh, P.S. Speaking of the Irans and the Iraqs, did you hear about like what's that director? Spike Lee.
Chirac.
He's filming Chirac in Chicago.
And they're pissed.
Well, first of all, they're really pissed. So he stopped filming certain areas because of that. I was like,
but it's true. It's crazy.
Exactly. This is the shit that people need to see. That's why it should be filmed.
Well, I think they need to go further out. I mean, they just don't need to stick to the west and south sides. They need to come up to the north side too.
Okay,
because
but
we still have it.
That's
too.
That's like, I mean, like Shamrock.
There's still some
Iraq.
Bad ones.
Well, there is, but it's not as bad as
girl,
those areas.
You go on Wilson by yourself. Wilson and Broadway.
Oh, never.
See?
Right.
No one cares about people getting shot over there. And there's a school there.
Well, I don't think it's that. Let's not go around telling lies. But I mean, people care about those people there too. But I just don't think
it's not worth to be filmed.
Right. But and we don't know if that's actually not. We don't know if that's true either, because they may be filming that side as well.
They need to be.
But, you know, Chirac originally is from the south side and the west side. So I think that that's appropriate for where he's filming, because that's where those are the areas that are considered Chirac. Chefganistan, right over here on the north side.
Chefganistan.
Get it? Chef. anyway, I think that's kind of funny. I really do think that it's amazing that this country, who is founded on, you know, their roots are from, you know, very deeply rooted in religion.
And guns.
And... yet they said, we're going to go ahead and let the fags get married, which I think is amazing.
Oh, you mean Ireland?
Yes.
Well, actually, yeah, their guns and stuff. Because don't they have like the, what is it called over there in Ireland? NRA? Something like that. That's like a militant group. I forget what IRA. Oh,
I think I've heard of that from like the 90s because I remember it was a huge thing then.
I don't know if it's still around, but yes, I know what you're talking about.
But it's cool to see all the videos of like
the people. Oh yeah, the one that you posted where like the I guess they announced it in like the square or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like that was, you know, that to me was like, and apparently this is really horrible because it was like once that happened or whatever, like there was a couple memes and like GIFs going around where there was like people cheering and there was like two rainbows in the background while Dallas was being flooded.
Right. Well, it's because of the gays. Women having periods.
And women who are wearing jeans rubbing, right. Causing earthquakes.
Right.
Earthquakes. I mean, all those people in Japan when that earthquake happened.
Or what about the one that most recently happened in Nepal? They've been wearing a lot of jeans.
I mean, God, please stop natural selection. These poor people do it on places.
Actually, Nepal's a really good place.
No, no, I'm saying. Like, God needs to stop doing that.
Oh,
he needs to move on over to the people that are bad.
It's called nature.
Yeah, yeah, right. I just
God only kills people with cancer and guns,
right? And AIDS.
Yeah.
But anyways, I just really don't know. I find it, you know, when I read that, when you had posted that, you know, it just made me think like, God, that's so embarrassing. Like, you know, we are one of the wealthiest countries in the world.
And probably most diverse.
Diverse and probably one of the most advanced in terms of like laws and things like that. And yet we can't get our shit together.
We're not the most advanced in laws. There's other countries that...
I'm sure that we're among some of them. I would probably venture to say that in terms of human laws, when it comes to, I mean, if you compare us to like what, like the Netherlands or like Switzerland or Sweden, like, I mean, those people are like so far advanced.
I mean,
but I also think,
I mean, IKEA.
All right.
I mean, that's all you gotta say.
Oh God.
Don't talk about the delivery service, but just say IKEA.
But like those people, like, I mean, they're
Fluten, Wooten, Wooten.
What?
That means hi, welcome to Sweden.
Oh, hi, welcome to Sweden. I think that those people are so, because they're not superpowers, because they're not threatened nations, and because they are rich in their own like stuff. In their own resources.
And they're happy.
No one fucks with them.
That's why Tony's brother said they will never, ever move back to the United States. Because he said where they are in Belgium, they don't have to worry about this ISIS shit. They don't have to worry about going out and getting shot and killed in a train station. Sure, they have their things that happen.
But didn't they just say recently? And by recently, I'm going to go ahead and venture to say within the last year because I really don't remember. But wasn't there like a report recently or not too long ago where there was like the first like knife or like the first sort of murder. Like murder in like
ever.
30 years? Like in, I can't remember what country it was. I want to say it was either the Netherlands or something
like that.
Yeah. How does that happen there? And we still can't get, we just had probably about 20 murders last night.
What? The last 20 minutes.
Right. Someone got stabbed somewhere in the last 5 minutes.
Right.
I mean, I think someone's getting stabbed right now as we speak. Like,
it's weird.
It's insane.
My friend Beth lives in the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
She grew up like where I grew up in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And she said she'll never come back here. She said, although things are a lot different, not everything's so instant and you aren't like,
you have to, there's a lot of like curve, learning curve.
Right. Because she said, you don't go to the store one time for a whole week. You have to go several times a week because you just don't go to like
a super grocery store.
Right. You go to
mom and pop.
Right. You go buy your vegetables at one place. You buy your grains and wheat, flour at one place.
You know, I wonder.
I mean, they do have grocery stores, but it's not the same.
Right. It's just, yeah. I would, you know, I think that would be such a great experience, like to live in a place where there's just so much happy. Like, it's just infectious. It's like people are just happy and they're good to each other. And that's there's that neighborly like compassion. And I wish for that here. It will never happen.
Not in Chicago.
Maybe in smaller communities it happens, but like as a whole, like as a country, that will never happen. And because it's you mix in greed, money, and all that shit, it's we're done. Like,
well, another disadvantage that the United States has is we have so much room with so little people. I mean, there's a lot of country that has no people in it. You know what
I'm saying? Right.
Unlike the Netherlands and places like that. Yeah, they have their own, they have farms and stuff, but there's a lot of people concentrated in one area kind of there. But they're still nice to each other.
Well, yeah, but I mean, even then, but it's still effective. Kind of...
Like, they say one thing and everybody knows it. Here, it's like, oh, well, you know, we talked about this in New York City for the news, but the person in whatever, Louisiana, that only gets to see TV every 2 weeks,
right?
They're like, oh, when did that
they
happen?
Right, they catch the end of it. Yeah, I mean, I just think it's really, I don't know, it's very, it's just strange. It's strange to me that other countries can live in such harmony and happiness, and maybe it is because of population. Maybe it is one of those things where it's just because we're so overpopulated that, you know, I like the urban areas, you know, Chicago, New York, and all that, that we can't have that because it's just too many people.
But and also, I'm kind of like, here recently, I've been like, don't fucking touch me. Don't get close to me.
I've always been like that. I don't like people close to me.
Well, I was never like that before until I moved here. And actually, in the beginning, when I first moved here, I wasn't like that. But then it's like, when people bump into you and they don't apologize for it,
you're trying to walk in fucking sidewalk and you got two slow motherfuckers holding hands next to each other.
That have 14 children with a 15 wide kid stroller. And you're like, excuse me, I pay taxes for the sidewalk.
So would you ever move to where Tony's brother lives? Or would you ever move? I mean, you know, in that somewhere in that area, like have they ever invited you guys to come out and
they
live
have
there?
Invited, not live there, but they have invited us to come visit. And I probably could like, do I it just as long as I had a job and everything fine.
Yeah.
I could probably adjust to it because I lived in a small town in Virginia. Right. So it would be different only because I'd probably have to learn a new language and all that shit.
Right.
But I have already lived that simple life already. So it's not.
But is it really I don't know if it's a simple life. It's a simplistic style of living, but I don't think it's a simple life.
Well, I've lived that. So yeah. I would probably be upset because I lived in this huge city and now I'm back in, you know,
a smaller town.
Yeah.
I just think that also have like, why is it that we, and we talked about this, I think not too long ago, but why is it that we can't travel
like
within
Europeans
our states?
Can.
Yeah. I mean, you can be in
but
fucking
England,
but that doesn't matter. Like you can be in England and travel to Florida, travel to France. And then from France, go to Greece, go from Greece, go to Italy. And it's all like less than $500. Like, how do you not like, I don't get like we focus too much on our resources that are not our own and gas and all that shit. Like, it's just crazy to me. It's crazy that you can do all that and yet it fucking costs like $400 to fly to Indiana and they're a neighboring fucking state.
Right.
I mean, flying to like, so I remember like not too long ago, like when the first time I went to Kentucky, it cost me like $100 round trip flight. Now it's like $150, $175. That's fucking insane. It takes 5 hours to get there. I could just drive because I'm going to end up paying the same in gas both ways. So it just, it stuff like that just kind of, I just like, wow, why do we have it so backwards?
Because it's all about money here and not about happiness. We got to go.
Okay.
So, y'all, thank you for listening. I hope you caught us on Periscope. That was pretty cool.
That was
We're going to have to set that up so that we can do it.
Yeah, a little better because...
Maybe you should add it onto yours so then we'd have two cameras.
I did have it on mine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I took it off.
So, because you're like, no one does this.
Right. Well, you know.
So, thank you for listening. We will be recording out of the next studio, adjusting to the new studio. So,
probably during the week. Because,
You
know, driving out there on the weekend is just,
oh, really, girl? Really? On the weekends, it's so hard.
Yeah, real hard.
Well, we could always make it a sleepover night.
Like on the weekends?
Oh, make sure Pride 48, 19th through the 21st of June. We don't know our time slot yet. We'll let you know. But yes, please make sure you're there to listen to, well, us, and then other new shows maybe you haven't listened to. And hopefully you'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
I think we're going to make it a drunk cast.
Oh, I hope so.
So it will probably be a little drinky.
A little drunky, you mean? No, not drinky. Okay.
Drinky.
Okay.
All right, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Brittany Snow.
You got to go to your porn, Brittany.
Yes.
Do it. That's how you come.
It's not Woody Woodpecker, you fucking dumbass. Deuces.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.